I love baptisms. They're one of my favorite things that happen as part of being in a church family. And Dora's baptism, Dora, your baptism comes at an amazing time in the life of the church. Because last week, we celebrated the greatest moment in all of human history. Good Friday and Easter Sunday are at the very heart of what it means for us as Christians. They're at the very heart of the Christian story. And it's this story of new life, but new life coming from the greatest act of sacrificial love, the cross of Jesus. You can see one just behind me to your left. But there's also... It's this greatest act of sacrificial love, the cross of Jesus. But that also, that idea of sacrificial love is also at the very heart of the celebration of baptism. On Good Friday, we see Jesus stretching out his arms of love upon the cross. And in a mysterious but very real way, dying for all the world. Taking on himself in that moment all the pain, all the brokenness of the world and human history, past, present and future. It was a dark day, just like our crosses that we're decorating at the moment are dark. It was a day when the sky went grey and all hope seemingly died. But leading up to this dark day, Judas had betrayed Jesus, the disciples had fled, the religious leaders stood there and jeered at Jesus as he died. Peter hung in there for a moment, but eventually would deny Jesus. Some compassionate and incredible women looked on as Jesus died. And then he was taken down from the cross. He was laid in a tomb. And there we have 3 days of silence. And then these same women that were the last at the cross were the first at his tomb. And they went, we've got one here, and they went and they expected to find the stone rolled over. But as they approached, the stone had been rolled away. And they go on to discover that death is not the end, but that the new life of God has come bursting out of the tomb. And Dora, your baptism is a visible invitation into that story. Into that story that we celebrated only 7 days ago. Because baptism, as we've seen, baptism is about being soaked in the new life of God. And in some traditions, going down into the water and then coming up, representing dying to our old kind of life and receiving a new life through Jesus. And this is what today is all about. It's a day of joy and celebration. And to help us to think about it a bit more deeply, and you'll have to forgive my crazy imagination and brain in this moment, because I want to show you something. Now, my kids have managed to get me into watching this brilliant YouTuber called Mark Rober. I was not into YouTube until I discovered this guy, and he is incredible. You will not waste 90 minutes of your life watching his videos. They will be, as I have discovered, amazing. And so he's called Mark Rober. He used to work for NASA as an electrical engineer. I've been reliably informed by my eldest son that he has got bits of electrical engineering on the Mars rover that's up on... scooting around Mars. And so he used to work for NASA, but now he hosts this YouTube channel inspiring young people with his experiments. He's like the Marvel superhero of the geek world, and I love him. He is brilliant, and I'm a bit worried. I probably won't meet him, but I'm a bit worried what I would do. I'd probably hug him if I ever met him. He does crazy things like get squirrels to do impossible obstacle courses that resemble the Ocean Eleven's movies and the like Mission Impossible movies. Again, that's not 30 minutes of your life that you will have wasted in any way if you watch that YouTube video. It's really fun. And there's one really heartwarming film, which is where we're going to see a clip from in a minute, where he throws an epic birthday party for a young person that's gone through some really tough times in his life. And the climax of this epic birthday party is they make the world's largest elephant toothpaste explosion. If you don't know what elephant toothpaste is, it's a chemical reaction that happens in like a test tube, and this color explosion bursts out the top and into the air, and these chemicals are mixed together to make it happen. And they go for the world record kind of explosion in the air at this birthday party. Watch the video for that, because we're not going to see that bit. But whilst they're kind of testing it out and creating it, they create another color explosion that's even more spectacular than elephant toothpaste into the air. But it's kind of too unstable to go for the world record because it's so explosive. And they get these different special chemicals that they don't tell you what they are because it's pretty dangerous. And they dunk them down into some tanks. And you're going to see the results of that as the young lad whose party it is makes the chemical reaction happen. So we're going to watch this clip now. I love the image of that reaction. And I want us to hold on to that last kind of incredible slow motion picture as all that color exploded outwards. Today, Dora's baptism. Today we're celebrating Dora's baptism, but we're also with the disciples the week after the resurrection. That's where that story comes from that James read to us earlier. And they're with the disciples on a hillside near their hometown where their journey with Jesus began. And he's sending them out into a new life and to live out this kind of reaction, this explosive reaction from the resurrection that's even more colorful than Mark Rober's color explosion. This is called the Great Commission. He wants to send them out into the world to explode with God's life and God's love. You might ask today, a week after Easter Sunday, how we know the resurrection is real. Well, today, Dora's baptism kind of proves that it's real, because with billions of people around the world, past, present, and future, we are still doing the thing that Jesus told those first disciples to do on that hillside days after his resurrection. The ripples, the color ripples of life are still going out from those words of Jesus on that hillside, to go into all the world and baptize, to make disciples and baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This Great Commission is still happening today. It just happened a moment ago. Gather around that stone font here at St. Andrew's. Over 2,000 years later, what an explosion of joy and life that was created at the resurrection. It's a color ripple that says that death does not have the last word. It's a color ripple that says that darkness is always, always followed by a new dawn, and that it's a color ripple that says that gray will once again turn to full color. Dora's baptism, she's been drenched in this water that retells that incredible story. That's for her, but it's also for all of us as well. And what is it about these words of Jesus on that hillside that are such explosive good news that we're still feeling the ripples today? What makes Jesus' words so explosive? Jesus goes on to baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And this is where the explosive, joy-filled reaction takes place. That's even more explosive than the reaction that took place as all those different elements were mixed together in our little Mark Rober clip. What does it mean for Jesus to say, to baptize in the name of the Father? That's one element. The Son, that's another. And the Holy Spirit. Well, when Jesus says in the name of, what he really means is baptize in the character of, baptize in the nature of God. And the nature and the character of God are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So according to Jesus, the nature of God is like a father. And not just any father, but the kind of father that Jesus knew and the kind of father that Jesus revealed. Jesus, at his own baptism, at the start of his public ministry, he is baptized by his cousin John. And before he's even done anything, he comes up out of the water, and it's like heaven is peeled back and opened. And this loving voice of his father speaks these words to him: "This is my son, who I love. With him I am well pleased. Today, Dora, you are loved by God the Father, and he is well pleased with you. Not because you've done anything necessarily clever to earn it, but because you are simply and wonderfully loved by God." Jesus also told stories about this kind of father. And his most famous one is about a father who sees a child, his child in the far distance, making their way home. And this father in the story that Jesus tells sees his child in the far distance. He hitches up his coat and he runs full speed, full tilt towards his child. He doesn't care what anyone thinks about him. He doesn't want to even know the reason that he's been away. He simply wants to embrace his child and bring them home. Baptism reminds us of the kind of welcome that we all receive into God's family from a loving father. And what was true for Jesus, what is true for Jesus, what is true for Dora, is true for each one of us. Baptism is a welcome into the Father's love in community, through community that we call the church. It's a welcome that we receive and that we don't earn from a God who is always, always running full tilt towards us, his children. But that's only one part of the explosive reaction of God's nature. The other nature of God is God the Son. Jesus, the Son of God, came to reveal exactly what God is like and the extent to which God loves us. The nature and character of God are not distant. When we think about a father or when we think about God, we might think of distance and being up there in heaven somehow. But God, through Jesus, is not distant and far off, but close, walking with us, inviting us into friendship, just as Jesus did with those first disciples. This Jesus who welcomed those on the edges, who the religious looked down on, who forgave and didn't judge people, who saw the best and not the worst in everyone, who healed and restored and didn't push to the edge. The nature of God that says that we are friends with God, not enemies. The nature of God that says that this God is a God whose heart is close and not far away. And finally, the final element to our explosive color ripple is that the nature of God is Spirit, Holy Spirit. 40 days from this first resurrection encounter, we'll celebrate it in June. The disciples will be together and they'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is represented in the oil that Dora was anointed with, and it's also represented in fire, and particularly the fire of the candle that Dora will receive at the end of the service. Because baptism is just as much a sending out as it is a welcoming in. A sending out to join with this explosive, colorful life of God that ripples out from the first resurrection. And this is where, actually, I want Albert to come and help me. Me and Albert have been chatting, and we want to do a little experiment for you all. And so, Albert, why don't you come up and join me? Fantastic. Give Albert a little round of applause as he comes up. Well done, Albert. Okay, so we've got a little experiment, and Albert's going to help me. So, Albert, what I want you to do is I'd love you to light this candle. And me and Albert have got a question for some of our young people. So what Albert's going to do, he's going to carefully cover the candle with this bowl, and he's going to kind of push down. And so, Albert, we want to know, what do you think's going to happen eventually to this candle as Albert has covered it with this bowl? Has anyone got, does anyone want to wave or give us an answer? Albert, you keep going with our experiment here. What do we think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? Think it's going to go out. Should we see if you're right? Albert, how's it doing? Let's see. Yes, you were correct. Give a round of applause. Fantastic. Round of applause for Albert, who's done fantastically with the experiment. Albert, you can go back to your seat now. So, fire when it's covered over goes out. We are not meant to keep this fire of God to ourselves. We're meant to go out into all the world and share this explosive, colorful, life-giving explosion of love that God has given each of us. And if we hold on to it and protect it, what happens is this love can go out or it can grow dim. Jesus exploded out of the tomb. And the first thing that he told those incredible women to do, and then his first disciples, was to share this love. Go out into the world. He called them together and said, get out of here. Go. Share this life. Because as fire is shared, it spreads. And as Dora receives this candle, representing the Holy Spirit with her always and forever, it's an encouragement that wherever she goes, the love and the life and the fire of God goes with her. The presence of God goes with her. And yes, God's love holds her. But as she goes out into the world, she gets to share the love of God with others. It's an incredible welcome in, but it's also a joyful sending out into all of the world. So, Dora, your baptism is a big, unconditional welcome in, but it's also a Jesus will always be with you, sending out into all the world. There is nowhere that we can go where God's love and presence can't come with us. So, Dora, I pray that you would continue to be an explosion of loving joy. And if you have any doubt whether Dora can be that, I encourage you to look at the picture on the back of the service sheet. She's in this wonderful box, and the joyful expression on her face is just incredible. So we pray that you would continue to be an explosion of joy in the world as the ripples of this incredible resurrection go out with you into all the world. And for each of us, it's a fresh reminder, like Sam reminded us earlier, it's a fresh reminder of the heart of God for us. True for Dora, and equally true for you and for me.